The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's it going to take? If all that, not to mention the dossier information, what's it going to take to actually get a special counsel?
It will take a factual basis that meets the standards of the appointment of a special counsel.
And is that analysis going on right now?
Well, it's in the manual of the Department of Justice about what's required. We've only had two. The first one was the Waco, Janet Reno, Senator Danforth, who took over that investigation as special counsel, and Mr. Mueller. Each of those are pretty special factual situations.
Let me ask it this
way. And we will use the proper standards, and that's what only thing I can tell you, Mr. Jordan.
All right, and that was a back and forth between Congressman Jim Jordan yesterday and Attorney General Jeff Sessions. To talk about that, Greg Jarrett, legal and political analyst and all-around great guy for the Fox News Channel. Greg, good morning. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, Mary and Vince, good to be with you.
So you heard there that back and forth between Jordan and Sessions, and I think some people were very disappointed in what Jeff Sessions had to say. Are we ever going to see any kind of investigation into Comey and Uranium One and that whole mess?
Well, it is true that after dragging his feet for months, Jeff Sessions, on the eve of his testimony, finally said that, yes, he has directed senior federal prosecutors to evaluate whether a special counsel is needed. Frankly, it's a no-brainer. There's a plethora of compelling evidence that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton may have used her office to confer benefits to the Russian government in exchange for money. And they should also reopen the investigation into the Hillary Clinton email case to determine whether Loretta Lynch and James Comey obstructed justice by actively interfering in the process in an attempt to exonerate her. So, you know, look, the House Judiciary Committee sent a letter 3.5 months ago laying it all out, and it should have been an easy decision by Sessions, but, you know, you use the word disappointing to describe his testimony yesterday. His entire tenure for the year has been disappointing. Yesterday, he stumbled, fumbled, and mumbled, as he typically does during his testimony. And, you know, he's just not up for the job. I've written that he's incompetent and should resign.
Why the reticence to investigate all things Clinton?
I think he's being manipulated by Rod Rosenstein within the Department of Justice, who's the Deputy Attorney General and is aligned and always has been with liberal Democrats. It was a horrible pick to name him as the deputy AG. And I also think that Sessions has recused himself on so many matters that he has now handcuffed himself and is frozen in place, can't make a decision.
The reaction to Uranium One that we've seen, especially over the last few weeks, as Congress has intensified its quest for another special counsel to investigate Hillary Clinton, critics have been arguing, look, Hillary had nothing to do with Uranium One. Her approval in the CFIUS process was just done by her department. She has very little connection to this. What do you say to those critics who are arguing that, hey, Hillary Clinton and Uranium One, there's very tenuous connections there?
Well, she presided over CFIUS with 9 members, and it was a unanimous decision. So on that basis, I think there's enough to look into it, to investigate whether it was a pay-to-play scheme that would constitute bribery, mail fraud, wire fraud, and racketeering. with respect to her foundation, which received, you know, millions of dollars from Russian-related government sources, both before, during, and after the deal was approved. And the other really ugly part of this is that people like then-FBI Director Robert Mueller, Rod Rosenstein, who was then U.S. Attorney, Eric Holder, they all knew of the Russian illegality, and that's been established. There have been convictions in obtaining the sale. They never notified the CFIUS committee. They never notified Congress about it, which would surely have killed the sale of uranium. And they had a legal duty to do that. So it strikes me that Mueller, Rosenstein, and later Comey covered it all up. And those could be crimes.
In your prior, you mentioned that you've called for Sessions to resign. It was conditional when you did. This was back on September 19th. You wrote, Sessions should resign, but not before taking action against Clinton, Comey, and Rice. Do you still feel that way, that he should do those things first before he resigns, or are you done with him?
I absolutely think he should do it, exactly as I stated then, and have stated in multiple columns. Jeff Sessions has lost the confidence and the faith of the President of the United States. It's abundantly clear that President Trump doesn't want him there. He had submitted his resignation back in, I think it was May. That resignation letter is an open letter, still pending. The President could accept it at any point. Sessions should resubmit it, but not before appointing a special counsel and stepping down.
Greg, Jeff Sessions said yesterday, the Attorney General, that there are 27 active leak investigations going on, which is an explosion in the number that's usually conducted by the Justice Department. Were you assured in any way by that?
Well, it's encouraging to some extent, although if you get a fraction of those actually in the prosecution phase, I'd be stunned. Generally, there are always leak investigations, and oftentimes you never get to the bottom of them. But it does underscore that people within the administration, and many of them are holdovers, have violated the law and leaked a lot. And one of them, I suspect, the most notorious leaker is probably James Comey himself. We know from his testimony several months ago that he deliberately conveyed government documents which were not his, which is theft, to a friend for the purpose of leaking it to the media to trigger the appointment of a special counsel who happens to be OG, his longtime friend, partner,
right,
and ally, Robert Mueller.
That's right.
So I suspect that Comey is at the bottom of many leaks.
Yeah, Greg Jarrett, they will have to leave it at that. And hopefully as this unravels, we will have you back. You'll join us again. Greg Jarrett, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Good to be with you, Mayor and Vince.
Nice to have you. 7:40.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.